Welcome back to Byline on WFPL. I'm Rick Howland, and we're going to continue our discussion of the Kentucky Governor's School for the Arts, celebrating its 25th anniversary with big events this weekend at the Kentucky Center with Carrie Nath and with WFPL's own Erin Keene, who is a proud GSA alum herself.
I am. Thanks, Rick. Hi. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi. It's so great to be here and be in the presence of Erin Keene.
Don't get too excited about that. Well, so GSA was founded in 1987, was the inaugural class founded under Governor Martha Lane Collins.
Yes.
And it's interesting to note that in 1987, there were 120 students in six disciplines. Now we're up to 225.
Yep. 225 in nine arts disciplines.
Wow. So there's been a lot of growth over the last 25 years.
There has been considerable growth, and we hope to continue growing as well. As you know, and I think you mentioned it in the previous portion that was just played, that we had 1,800 applicants this year.
Wow.
For 225 positions. We had students from 43 counties, but we serve students in every county across the state of Kentucky, so we would love to see those numbers grow.
So why the huge demand for this particular summer program?
I think there are a number of reasons. I think that over the course of the 25 years, the program has been designed in a way it has always been strong. It has always grown. And the reason that the number of students continue to gravitate towards that program is the quality of the programming, the accessibility of the programming. It costs us $2,800 per student, but it is free to the student. There is no tuition. The application process is not overly demanding. The students have to write two essays. They can apply to audition in up to two art forms. But the audition process is very competitive. So we do auditions across the state in four locations: Louisville, Lexington, Murray, and Moorhead. And during that audition, they have to bring their best self forward. And they are competing up, you know, anywhere upwards of last year, visual art had 385 students in that discipline alone. So I think the reputation of the program and knowing that it is such a tribute to the quality of that student's talent and the quality of that student's perseverance and commitment, and the quality of the faculty. They get to work with nationally and internationally renowned guest artists and faculty, so that word has really gotten around.
Wow, yeah. So give us an example of some of the faculty that students have the opportunity to work with. I mean, what level are we talking about here?
We are talking Ellen Hagen, who has been on Deaf Poetry Slam. She is a published poet. She works out of New York City. Kelly Ellis, who's been with our program since 1996, also a published poet. Mitchell Douglas, creative writing, published poet. Stephanie Roberts, who right now is in England developing a piece. She is a Commedia. She's trained through the Commedia School in Northlake, in California, called Del Arte. Bill Case, who runs the African American program at Purdue University. The visual art faculty, Wasim Tuma, who you may have seen if you've been in Kentucky Center, his installation featured in the lobby of Kentucky Center. The list just goes on and on and on.
So these are, yeah, they're arts educators, but they're also practicing artists. And the instruction level at GSA is the level that usually you don't get the opportunity to study with artists of that caliber until you get to college.
Truly. And a great deal of the work that students are doing, and I will hear faculty say this all the time, we are working with them at a graduate level, mm-hmm. in some instances, doing extremely challenging pieces in music, in visual art, working in digital photography and new media. They are challenged in a way that oftentimes they wouldn't until they got to a graduate level or competing out in the professional world.
Yeah, and this is the kind of thing that I think, you know, Louisville listeners, JCPS has a pretty robust public arts magnet program here. But a lot of the kids that come to GSA are, you know, from more rural parts of the state that just do not have access to this level of arts education at all.
Absolutely. Lathan Vargason, who is the first presidential scholar from the state of Kentucky, and he applied through a program called Young Arts. And Young Arts came to GSA's campus last summer, did a presentation. Lathan, in his interview, he's featured right now on the National Endowment for the Arts Facebook page. They did an interview with him. And in the interview, they said, what has this done for you, Young Arts, being a presidential scholar, GSA? He said, I never would have had access to the resources. He said, my visual art class was small. My visual art teacher was new. I myself knew I liked to draw, but I didn't think I was very good at it. And he now has received an award from the president. He has his own gallery showing in New York City coming up. His work was featured in the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. And he said, I would never have known of of these organizations, let alone ever felt like I had enough courage to apply for something like that. So, and he's from Hancock County, and he went back and they actually use his work in the school to try and get more students to take their visual art class.
Oh, that's excellent. So he's going back and being kind of an ambassador for the arts in his own community as well.
Exactly. And he is a full scholarship to go to MICA in Baltimore, one of the most prestigious contemporary art programs. And that's another thing about GSA. I think students are drawn to it, especially in this day and age when college is so expensive.
Yeah.
And we have 21 universities that offer GSA scholarships. We have a college and career day at Youth Performing Arts School here in Louisville that is open to all of our GSA alums and students at YPASS. And they audition for, last year we had 86 universities and colleges from all over the nation and other countries as well. So they have an opportunity. Many of those students, they do like college fair in the morning, mm-hmm. and then in the afternoon they do audition or get portfolio review. Many of those students walk out of that building with a full ride scholarship.
Yeah, here's some numbers. 98% of Governor School for the Arts students go on to college. 93% earn scholarships, and the average total scholarship value, $59,000, which surprised me.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
GSA alums also score 6 points higher on the ACT than the national average.
Yes, they do.
So Lathan is one successful alum. How many young Kentucky artists has GSA served over its 25 years?
Our current alumni base is about 4,750. And you will see many of those this weekend at our event at the Kentucky Center is tomorrow night. And all throughout the day, actually, we have activities in the afternoon from 4 to 7, and the show at 7:30 with Harry Pickens, Zach Brock, who's a GSA alum, mm-hmm. and a special appearance by Ben Soli, with a number of the alums featured on stage in that performance as well. So we have alums that have been on the stage at the Metropolitan Opera, in prestigious ballet companies, we have one, Evan Boyer, who actually came back and performed at GSA and then did master classes with the students, sings with Chicago Lyric Opera. It's so they're very successful in their art world, but they also are very successful in the business world. And I think that it's not just our arts alums that do that. The arts do that for students across the board. We know, and studies have shown, those students that are involved in the arts tend to do better in every aspect of their life.
Yeah, like if you heard the last segment in the feature, I talked a little bit about the recent NEA study that said that drew a really strong association between arts-rich experiences for students, especially at-risk youth, and not just higher grades and higher graduation rates, which are essential, but also things like a higher rate of volunteerism. You're more likely to volunteer on a political campaign and to vote if you've had arts-rich experiences. I think these are connections that the average person, the average voter might not necessarily draw in their head, but they've proven to be true.
Absolutely. Harry Pickens, who's our artist in residence, he takes the students through a program over the course of the 3 weeks called GSA LEAD, and it's an acronym that he utilizes to teach them, yes, you're going back to your community, you're living in your community and in the world as an artist, but what does that mean? And how does that relate overall, really, to humanity? What does the arts bring back to a community and to its people so that they can understand themselves on a deeper level and live a deeper, more full life? And they really, the students really embrace that whole aspect of utilizing those gifts that you've been given in a way that will give back always. And we see them giving back in so many ways. Evelyn Hudson, who is from the Paducah area, she went back and started a school, a theater company for her special needs class in her school. So she saw the students weren't being integrated into programs. So she said, well, I'll start a theater company. They wrote their own piece and did their first performance this last spring. So, and she's a junior in high school.
Oh, so, my gosh. What am I doing with my life?
I know.
A junior in high school. That's fantastic. So there's a leadership component at GSA. And then another thing that makes a Kentucky Governor's School unique is the emphasis on interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary projects, too.
Yes, and that is really unique. We are a member of the National Conference of Governor's Schools. There are governor's schools, though not as many today as there were even last year, but states are working on that. You know, everyone mm-hmm. is struggling in this current economy. So, but we... we have something that is unique to GSA, and that is our interdisciplinary aspect. And that, a good example of that, the new media class works with drama students, and they make silent movies, and then instrumental music students create the soundtrack. Or a creative writer will write a poem, read it to the dance class, they'll compose a piece, and while the poet is reading that poem on final day at our big celebration, the dancers will dance that piece. So we're teaching collaboration and all of the skills that come with that, as well as giving them a good taste. That is how artists work in the professional world. So just today, Ben Soli was on stage with our dance alum, Aaron Clark. They are creating a piece for tomorrow's performance, and to see them collaborating and using that common language and working off each other as artists and coming together. They've been creating it through email and over the phone.
They've been composing and choreographing through email.
Yeah. Wow. And so for them to finally be in the same space at the same time and bring that piece together, it was just, I couldn't remove myself. Laura Angermeyer, our program manager, and I were standing there. We couldn't leave the space. We just kept watching them work. But here they are. Aaron went through in 2006. We tell the students, look to your right, look to your left. These are the people you'll be creating something with 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And this is a perfect example of that, how we create, it's beyond GSA. It becomes a lifelong network for these students and faculty and for the staff as well to support each other and grow continuously.
Yeah, back in April, I had Jim Higdon, who was a GSA alum from my year, creative writing as well, in to interview him about his new book, The Cornbread Mafia.
Yep.
Gwenda Bond, who was another alum from my year from my creative writing class, has her first novel that's come out right now called Blackwood. So
yes,
these things start to, they start to happen. And Ellen Hagen, who you mentioned is on faculty, was also a GSA alum too.
So, absolutely.
Full circle there. So tell us about the event tomorrow then, the 25th anniversary celebration.
The event tomorrow, it is going to rock the house, as we say. So we'll open the lobby at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We have family-friendly activities that are free and open to the public. So we'll have, at GSA, we do something called Coffee House over the summer that's like an open mic, but it's beyond spoken word. It's also music or dance. So if you have a piece you're working on, you want to share it, try it out in front of an audience, we'll have a stage set up in the lobby. There will be an actual gallery of the history of visual artwork, as well as a virtual gallery of still shot photography and visual artwork and just pictures all the way back to 1987. Great hair. Great hair photos, I'll tell you that. We have new media movies and still shot photography showing in the East Room, where there'll be food as well. Mag photo booths, so you can dress up and get your picture taken. Then that goes on from 4 o'clock until 6:45-ish. Mm-hmm. The Baumhard Theater opens at 7. 7:30, Ben Soli, Harry Pickens, Zach Brock, GSA Alumni Choir, and other alums performing as well, sharing their work. And the tickets are $25 if you're a GSA alum, $30 for the general public. And come down and celebrate with us 25 years of great young artist work.
All Thanks right. a lot, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. All right, Carrie Nath is the executive director of the Kentucky Governor's School for the Arts, celebrating his 25th anniversary with a big program this weekend at the Kentucky Center. Happy anniversary, Carrie.
Well, thank you so much.
Congratulations. And she was talking with WFPL's Aaron Keene.